Chumas, Parak Vav, Mishnah Vav. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Mishalmin Mimin Al She'eno Mino, Bilvad She'ishalim Min Hayofa Al Ara. So the Rav gives two pshatim here. So Rebbe Eliezer says one is allowed to pay back a Kohen if he eats B'shoigeg Truma, a different species than he ate. As long as he pays back, if it's paying something different, it has to at least be better, higher quality than what he paid. So we know, for example, by figs, there's Groigrois, which are dried out figs. And let's say he pays back with dates, which are a higher level. So obviously, if it's the same value exactly, and he's paying back with that, the first pshat in the Rav is that we didn't need the Mishnah to tell us that. Rather, it's telling us that not only do you have to do that, but you have to actually pay back the same exact midah, the measurement. So if one eats a measurement of truma of dried out figs, he can pay back that same measurement with something greater. So even though the chiddush is that even though it's a different min, still he can pay it back because I guess it's worth more. Or a different pshat the Rav says is that ein hachanami. It is the same value, not the same measurement, but rather a person eats, let's say, $10 worth of dried out figs. You can pay $10 worth of dates, which are worth more. And the chiddush is that that's still considered better. Even though it has the same value, it's better because people would still rather jump after having dates than having figs, even though they're worth the same. For Rabbi Akiva Omer, ein mishalman ela mimin al mino. Rabbi Akiva says you have to pay back the same min that you took from. If one eats kishuin, he eats gourds from the sixth year, and according to Rabbi Akiva, you cannot pay back on the seventh year. It's not just according to Rabbi Akiva, you're not allowed to pay back on the seventh year. We're going to see why soon. So you should wait till after Shemitah on the eighth year and pay back from gourds of the eighth year. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, you have to pay with the same min. So why can't you pay back with seventh year Shemitah? So the Rav says the pshat is because case according to Rabbi Akiva is where the kishu and the gourds were too hard and stiff on the sixth year. He couldn't find anything else to pay the guy back with, and they weren't fitting to eat. So he can't pay with another min, another species. He has to wait till after Shvius. But he can pay with the Shvius gourds. Why does he have to wait till the eighth year? Because you're not allowed to pay back your chov on Shvius with the fruits of Shvius because it's similar to doing business on Shvius. So the interesting thing here that Rabbi Kiveger points out is that according to the Rav's sheet in the previous Mishnah, that the Chum, when they matter, they did not matter Leket Shechem Pei. They only mattered the last few cases of the Mishnah, that one can only pay back from Hektish. And Maaser Sheni, there was Poida, but not Leket Shechem Pei. And Hefker, one cannot pay back from Hefker. So why did Rav have to say that you can't pay back your Chov on Shvius because it looks like you're doing business? The reason you can't pay back is because it's Hefker. And the Chum held that you're not allowed to pay what you owe from Leket Shechem Pei and Hefker. And Shvius is Hefker. But if you actually don't say like the Rav, you say like the Rambam in the Yad HaChazokah, so there it actually, you would need this reason. Because the Rambam held that you can pay your Chov back from Hefker. And then you would have to say that the reason you can't over here is because it's Doimel L'Schoira. The Mishnah continues, V'imakom Sher B'Eliezer Mekel Misham Rabbi Kiva Machmers. So the place Rabbi Eliezer was Mekel, from that place Rabbi Kiva was Machmer. Shenemar V'nosel Nakoyen Es HaKoydesh. When you pay back the Kohen, you're supposed to give him something that becomes Koydesh. Kol Shehu Roy Lios Koydesh. Div Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, it just has to be something that's fitting to be Koydesh. But it doesn't have to be the same min. Rabbi Kiva Omer V'nosel Nakoyen Es HaKoydesh. Koydesh Sha'achol. You have to give him Koydesh. The same Koydesh that you ate. The same species. That's what you have to give to him.